Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by The Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers, get results, get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-5433-980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
Good morning and welcome to Your Real Estate Life, the weekend edition, April 20th and 21st. It's your day on real estate radio, and I want to know, what kind of loan do you have? You know, I look at interest rates today. Yes, they've gone back up a bit. We have sevens as the front number again on many of the loans that are available. There are loans that have 1 year, maybe 2 year buy downs, or maybe that could be appropriate from a seller. Or we are looking at current homeowners who are holding on to their twos, threes, and fours, but they're not realizing their interest volume. I talk about interest volume on many of our shows. And interest volume is really the amount of interest you're paying as a result of your rate. It's how your loan is set up. Your loan is an amortized loan under most instances when you're doing a home loan. When the loan is amortized, you are actually paying more interest in the earlier years. So let's think about this exercise. Now, many of you are driving, so you're not going to go on your phone or go on the internet, and you don't have your statement there. But when you look at your mortgage statement online or in the mail, when you look at that, what is the percentage in the ratio of interest and principal when you compare that to the overall payment? Not taxes and not insurance and not MIP or PMI, private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium on FHA. But when you look at principal and interest, are you 50-50 yet? Or is interest more than your principal? That's your interest volume. My goal and your goal should be to eliminate the interest that you're paying over the life of your loan. You owe the principal, but it does not mean you have a life sentence or a term sentence for that interest. We are showing families, past, present, and the current listeners and future clients, how they can pay a third or half the time and eliminate this interest without changing your lifestyle. I'd like to show you how. We've had appointments all this past week. Many of them are saving hundreds of thousands of dollars of interest. Some do not even own a home. They have credit card debt. We had a woman who listens to our program who's moved forward, and she's going to save lots of money. Her family has had some items and things occur. They're looking to get back to homeownership. They have six figures of credit card debt. We not only took that 30 years or so of credit card debt, because of course, if you make the minimum payment, it's not going anywhere in a hurry. We took it down to 2 years. 2 years! We had some good income, some good discretionary money at the end of every month. Discretionary is the money that you have left over after all your items are paid at the end of every month. Whether it's $1, $100, $200, $1,000. It's after all your expenses. You know, the annual expenses that you pay, or the semi-annual, or the quarterly, or even the monthly. And it's coming up with what's left over. Now, those include auto insurance, and on the monthly side, your grocery bill, babysitting if it's there, all those things that you do pay. We want to make sure we account for it all, because junk in, junk out. If we don't, we get the wrong numbers. I'm showing individuals how they can eliminate their interest footprint. I want to turn up your frequency by turning down your interest volume. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I'm Mike Harris. I'm a mortgage banker. I've been doing that now in my 38th year. I've been on talk radio now for 18 years. This is what I do on the weekends, helping individuals understand money and how it works and what you can do to move forward with your real estate life. If there was a program to eliminate most of the interest in your life, pay off all your debts, personal and or business, even your mortgage, in as little as one-third or half the normal time without refinancing, would you want to find out more? And this is not changing your lifestyle. If you have an interest, sure, you can call 888-543-3980. Or you can attend on Tuesday evening a webinar free of charge. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. If you email me there, I'll give you the access. If you can't come Tuesday night, that's fine. I want to get on your calendar and we'll have a one-on-one and we'll have a discussion. We'll evaluate. We'll understand. We'll see if the opportunity is right for you. But always saving money. Organizational ability is always the right decision. I want to show you how I saved six figures by doing exactly what I'll talk to you about. 888-543-3980. If you're interested in looking at getting pre-approved for financing, purchase or refinance, we're going to discuss that even further, but we're going to go into a commercial break. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-543-3980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. Thank you to our audience on News Talk 1590 KVTA, on our Saturday program, and our Sunday morning audience on K-Earth 101. You can stream on both. You can go to kvta.com or you can go to kearth101.com and you can stream our program. Our programs will be archived right on our website. Go to yourrealestatelife.com and you'll see them there shortly after you hear it live on the air. And also you'll be able to go to unitedforloans.com. That's United, the number four, loans.com. Both sites will have those shows archived, and you can take a look there. I was alluding to it at the end of the last segment. If you're looking to get pre-approved for a loan, a lot of the things that I like to do now, it's gaining your documentation to make sure we know the income that we're utilizing. A lot of people will lead, hey, we're going to run your credit. I'd rather speak with you because you know what your credit's doing. Okay, I have an idea based on our conversation. If someone says, oh, it's pretty good. Well, what's your definition of pretty good? I just don't want to lead with running credit. That's not my goal. I want to make sure you're aware and we have that discussion. But gaining your information is important. But something else that has come up is insurance. Your homeowner's insurance. Because when you have homeowner's insurance, of course, now, as you always need to when you have a home loan, you need to understand if you're purchasing the zip code that you're looking in. Are there restrictions? Who's writing insurance? What's going on? Also, when we're refinancing, when's your renewal? Is it coming up a month, two, or three from now? Is your renewal going up? Many of our individuals that we speak with now potentially are not even getting renewed. Did you have that claim 20 years ago? I'm not joking here. This is happening. I was dealing with a family last week. They had a policy. They had about a $5,000 annual premium. It was a good-sized home. They got a renewal notice for $42,000 a year. And they're trying to figure out what to do, but there's not a lot of takers. You can raise deductibles to a certain extent. You can do certain other items. But that does become a qualification issue for financing. This week, I had four individuals looking to purchase. They're looking, two of them are first-time home buyers. Same exercise. I want them to look at the finance, the insurance side of it. Insurance always used to be an afterthought. Oh, go get your insurance. We'll get you pre-approved. And now I want to make sure it's insurable. The zip code's there. And we understand the amount. Because that amount, the monthly amount, goes into what is called your debt-to-income ratios. And yes, I can get loans done under 50%, some 45% debt-to-income ratio. The amount of your monthly obligations, your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, maybe a homeowners association, that is a front-end ratio. Then you have a back-end ratio that also includes minimum payments on credit cards, car payments, various other items, and we discuss that further. But that also then makes up your credit score. Your credit score is the ratios of good, bad, and ugly credit, of course. But we're trying to make that all work in sequentials to gain the best rate possible. So it's how much down payment, the type of product or loan that you're looking at, the length of that loan, your credit score, and how all of that integrates in. So there's many variables that we look at. So when someone picks up a phone and says, hey, Mike, what's your rate? Well, what do you want to hear? I don't know enough information. But that information now is also part of the additional aspect of homeowners insurance. So qualifying is very important, but you want to understand where it is you're looking so we can get the accurate representation when you're trying to go up that ladder and you're trying to go up to that top rung. I'd rather have you somewhere in the middle having a stability to your ladder rather than on top and trying to do a balancing act. But sometimes when we're in the middle, that insurance may get you closer to that top rung. We're going to look at things very, very closely. And in doing so, I've been able to help many families right now eliminate monthly debt, making their monthly more affordable by eliminating interest. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 980. 888-543-3980. We've made a difference for so many individuals over the past couple of years when it comes to eliminating interest volume. We're not changing your lifestyle. We're showing you what the banks, the insurance companies have done for years. We're having you become really, truly your own bank. It's possible. I took my 26.4 years that I was on schedule to go down to 12.3 years. That's me doing what I do. I took it down to 7.9 years. 7.9 years. That difference of 4.3 years was close to $150,000 of interest. That's incredible. Why? I didn't hesitate. I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. Sometimes you get in your own way. And sometimes you just don't know the way. I want to show you an opportunity that you can save tremendously and then have that money to work with you somewhere else. Join our webinar on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com. If you cannot attend at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, that's fine. Life gets in the way, things happen, and you're doing various things. I got it. But go ahead and send me that email. Let me know. What I'd like to do is I'd like to send you out a partial presentation. I'd like to send you out three different links so you can get more information. Free of charge. No one's chasing you down. The buck stops with me here. I'm not looking to put you on some mailing list and oh my gosh, and you're going to get inundated. No. This is good information, educational material that's going to allow you to make better decisions. Those of you who watch golf or play golf, you know, if you walk up to the tee box and you got this par three, you're looking at this beautiful hole, water surrounding, and your first instinct's, oh, just get me on the green. I don't want to embarrass myself. You lost focus. Your focus is the hole, that 4 1/4 inch hole, 4 inches deep. That's your focus. If you miss, you're on the green. My goal is to allow you to get to the hole with as little strokes as possible. I don't want you doing in the water and you have the provisional. I don't want you doing a 4-3, 2-putt, or perhaps even a 1-putt. Let's get you to the hole. Let's see what we can do to save you the most amount of money possible so you could do the things that you need or want to do. A lot of times you can't afford to do the things that you know you have to, and then you graduate to them as you can. But sometimes life does get in the way, and you never get to those items, and your family or yourself are not protected, or you're not able to do the items that you feel comfortable or want to do, or travel even. I want to have you, or have you have the ability to have these options. Just on Friday, I met with a young lady, and we were saving, and I was actually disappointed, but I saved her $78,000. And I'm disappointed. She was flabbergasted. Oh my gosh. And we went forward. These are items that I've seen six-figure savings. Now, $78,000 had to do where she lives in the United States and home prices where they are in her market. That proportionality was huge. What can I do for you? 888-543-3980. We're taking your calls right now. If you do get a voicemail, we will get back to you. Let us know the best time to reach you, maybe even your email. I can get you out some information. Let us know that you want to evaluate your interest footprint. I want to help eliminate that. Many of you listening are asking questions about the market, the economy, and what the Fed's going to do. This past week, we saw interest rates tick up a bit. We're back to where we were back from November of last year. Yes, we have a 7 as the front number. Yes, we can get 6s. Now, those numbers get you close to 80% interest volume when you close. You're paying a lot of interest in your earlier years. If you're looking to purchase, you completed a purchase, maybe with someone else. That's fine. I want to talk to you about moving further down your amortization, paying more towards your principal, gaining equity to maybe be in position, whether it's later this summer or whether it's later this year or even next year. If the Fed starts lowering the discount rate and the market looks to then be lowering a little bit, I'm not sure we're going to see outside of the 6s this year. And the Fed, who was going to go 3 times and maybe 1 time, because higher for longer. And that also gives us a chance at a potential recession come maybe September or even October of this year. There's so many influences that are going on right now, but you need to worry about you. What are you doing? Some of you are struggling with the idea, should I go to my bank, credit union, or institution and get a loan to consolidate what it is you're financing through credit cards? Some of your credit cards are 18, 24, 29, 34%. But I'll tell you this, your credit cards are set up in a way to have you make minimum payments and you're not moving too quickly. But if you look at that interest rate, that is your interest rate on your mortgage or your home loan. That's actually a higher interest volume than your credit card. So in some respects, your credit card is better than your home loan. But it's how and what you do and how you manage that that is your advantage. Now, some will say, hey, gee, I can get a loan for my credit union. I can get a rate of, I'm making up a number, 8%. Okay, 8% on a loan that's amortized is not as good as what is called a simple interest loan that is level interest. You want to check and see where the interest is going and what the way of payment is paid back. Is it amortized or simple interest? I will tell you, a 10.5% home equity line of credit is cheaper than a 3% amortized mortgage. And I can show you how that works. But it's unlocking that financial flexibility with an equity line, a home equity line of credit. You only pay on what your balance is. And you also have an average or a per diem. So if you make money and you pay that up and down, your average balance on that home equity line of credit's not the full amount maybe you took out. It goes up, it goes down, it's reused. A home equity line of credit has an ability to be utilized maybe interest only for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years out. So it gives you flexibility to manage and handle these other items and eliminate interest volume. So that's really how it works. You'll get a credit limit based upon the equity position you have in your home. So we can evaluate that either through appraisal or not even an appraisal in this marketplace we are living in today. I like to generally be conservative, but I have abilities to go up to 90% of your home's value behind your existing first. If you have no other items to consolidate and better that position, we can show how to use an equity line to now eliminate part of that interest volume of your current first mortgage. We can look at that draw period and come up with those answers and solutions. As we're looking at the current market environment, I mentioned 10.5. We've been looking at equity lines, generally 10 to about 10.5%. And we're showing people how they could eliminate their 2 and change, their 3 or their 4 or even higher, and save thousands of dollars. You may not think a little home equity line can do that, but it's not taking the full balance of an equity line. It's taking parts of an equity line, parts that you can rinse and repeat. And I like to illustrate that for you, either through links I'll send out to you, or you can attend on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. 6 p.m., email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. If you send there, I'll send you back the access. I'm also going to send you a few links so you can get familiar, because this is not a scam. This is not something that, oh my gosh, you're getting on some list. The buck stops here. It's about saving you money. I've had it. I get all these fun little calls where, this is not that. Been doing talk radio now for 18 years. Been a mortgage banker now in my 38th year. I deliver results. I have second, third, even a couple at fourth generational families where I've helped people save money and made a difference in their life. I want to show you what this is, and you can be the ultimate judge. No one's making a decision for you. No one's forcing your hand. But I've had individuals who did not go forward, but they picked up a few things that helped them be closer to the whole. And that's really the whole exercise here and what I do on the weekends. It's helping you understand an item slightly better than you did before, or if not fully better, to gain a better result. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I want to help you gain a better result for you and your family. Doing this radio program for the 18 years I have, my kids now are 22 and 24 years of age. Very shortly, 22 is going to be 23 coming next month. My kids grew up with me doing talk radio and being in the lending industry. My daughter, she's getting her master's degree in school psychology. My son graduated actuarial science. I'm looking to invoke a lot of these skills with their future going forward. My daughter's very, very savvy now with her finances. She understands these items. She may be well in advance of some of her peers. She understands how to look at items. And coming from a psychology point of view, she's looking to be a school psychologist. It's very important because that money segment isn't part of that daily program, but it's part of hers. She knows where she's going. She understands these items. She's independent. She can make these decisions, and I want to invoke these to you as well. Give us a call, 888-543-3980. We'll have more after the break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-543-3980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, can be your guide.
Call directly at 888-543-3980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-543-3980 or visit at UnitedForLoans.com. That's 888-543-3980.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day on Real Estate Radio. We're talking money. We're talking saving money. We're talking about eliminating your interest footprint. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. Been a mortgage banker now for 38 years. We are licensed in California, Colorado, Texas, Montana, and the state of Washington. We are closing loans for DSCR loans, debt service coverage ratio loans, investment property. We're doing that in 46 states, not other. We had five. So 46 states. We are not at this time closing loans for DSCR or primary in Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, and at the moment in Nevada. So those are the four exclusions. We are doing commercial loans. We are closing those mixed use. We're able to get those items closed, and we're also doing energy-related services when individuals who have commercial property are looking to do possibly a solar array, maybe they're doing battery storage, or they're doing EV chargers. Those kind of items could also be looked at. And then we are not the experts. We are not CPAs. We are not tax preparers either. I'm not using my license as a realtor. I don't list. I don't sell. But you need to check with your tax about tax credits and other items that may be available for you. 888-543-3980. That's 3980. 888-543-3980. We talked about home equity lines of credit. We're talking about interest volume, simple interest loans that are level interest. When you get a loan, even as a second mortgage, they're amortized. You're paying heavy interest early for later interest lower. So they're stacked against you. I want to make sure you are paying your interest in the best way possible. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. This upcoming week, we do look at the economic calendar. We do that on our programs. What we do, we look at that as we have clients that are coming in, involved in an escrow. We want to make sure we are looking at the best timing for our optimal results. So looking at Monday, we got nothing scheduled. But everything goes on anyway. But we look at it, but nothing ultimately scheduled. On Tuesday, we have the S&P, U.S. Services with PMI. We have new home sales coming out on Tuesday as well. On Wednesday, durable good orders. We have those, and we analyze all items, even minus transportation, to get that figure. We look at Thursday, the GDP. We're going to be looking at that. Initial jobless claims, our trade balance, retail inventories, wholesale inventories, pending home sales. And on Friday, it's the Fed's favorite. We got personal income and spending, the PCE. We're going to look at the overall year over year. We're going to look at the core PCE. We're going to look at consumer sentiment. All these items matter because that's what the Fed is looking at, and we're looking at the inflationary numbers. Inflation's come down quite a bit, but a lot of us are still seeing the pain. I mentioned about homeowners insurance. You got auto insurance. That's also going on. Got to keep an eye on that as well. These items are taking away your discretionary monthly monies. I want to try to get that back for you. Give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. During the week, we saw the 10-year Treasury hit 4.70. Not too long ago, we were under 4. And we thought getting over 4.50 would be tough. We finished the week about 4.62. So we're kind of at an inflection point. We'll see if we can kind of break through that ceiling and get back below and lower our yields. But right now, it doesn't really honestly look that promising that we're looking at extremely lower rates this year. And in my opinion, higher rates either. I think we're going to meander around in these areas. And if I can save you $200 or even up to $2,000 during the course of an escrow, the goal is to get as much money as we can at the right opportunity and timing. We've been doing a lot of credits through close. We've been helping on that process. I'm also, as I said, I'm a big advocate of preparation, making sure you have your insurance, your information, and other items in place. But it's so very important. We're looking at the Fed. We're looking at Fed speak. We're looking at various Fed governors who are talking about higher for longer. We don't see signs of where we need to go ahead and lower as yet. We're hearing those items, and it's influencing the futures of where we are with interest rates. Just this week, I sit on the board, and we were making decisions about investment monies, whether you go 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months out. Now, some of these individuals were representing that a month ago, oh my gosh, you got to go 12 months out because rates are going to go down. You need to lock in these long-term rates. This advice that was given to this board was dated 40 days ago. Lots happened in 40 days. So I spoke out. Yeah, you know me, I speak. So I spoke out and said, well, that's 40 days ago. 40 days ago, I would have recommended the same thing, but life is a little bit different as we live it today. So 3 months, the Fed may not even lower rates the quarter on the discount rate affecting the CD rates. Short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. The 3 month, the 6 month, the 9 month was higher than the 12 month. So it's staggering and moving the money around, taking the gross amount, taking it in half, and then weighing it a little bit heavier to the present, because in 3 months, we're still going to be sitting with the same decision. But maybe we had a higher yield and we made more money with the money. Now, it's not my money, but I'm a steward of that money. So I'm trying to have that be a higher return. If the goal was to be safe and just do it, I guess, well, let's make less money. Hallelujah. Many of you had just done that with your tax returns. Oh, I got a tax refund. Congratulations. You lent the money to the government at 0% interest. Appreciate that. No, you could have had that money earning 5%. Oh, it's not that much. Well, yes, it is. How much is this bill, that bill? How much is the bill you complained about? How much is it, for your coffee bill you had this morning? Would that have paid for it? Sure it would. How many of you have a checking account earning close to nothing? How many of you even write checks and pay through that? Are you sending ACHs and Venmo and using various other ways? And are you even writing checks? Could you be doing that out of a savings account? Probably. Can your savings account earn 3, 4, 5%? Sure it could. And you can use that to pay your bills. And then you get that extra $20, that extra $30 at the end of a month. Gee, what did that pay for? That just handled one of your smaller bills. I know we're talking nickels and dimes and quarters here, but hey, it's better than the other way around. Should I just keep on taking it from you? Let's turn the light on here, people. Let's save some money, make some money, and preserve your money and eliminate your interest footprint. I'm passionate about this, and I want to save you money. I want to evaluate, understand where you are, have a conversation. Understand that. Have you get a little bit more familiar with items I can send you? Not a hard thing to do. You watch a few things and, yeah, okay, great. You picked up some tidbits. But then maybe we have a discussion after that first meeting and let's get your numbers. Enough of my numbers, enough of everyone else's numbers. Let's get your numbers. I want to know your ins. I want to know your outs. We kind of look at those items. I'm going to send you a one-page sheet so you can figure that out. We're going to go into a meeting. We'll input those items. And we're going to gain results to see what can be done. There's no decision, information. And at that point, we discuss it further. And maybe we have a third meeting. But maybe you say you had enough. Appreciate the time. That's fine as well. But I'd like you to show at a webinar on Tuesday evening. Email me directly. webinar@aheadformoney.com. AHEADFORMONEY.com. If you can't show up at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, that's fine. We'll have our very own meeting. Let me know. I'll send you out some links and we'll get started. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. Glad to be here. It's our 20th and 21st of April program. We're here on the weekend talking to you about your real estate life. We're here to help you with your interest footprint, responsibly making your payment, paying your principal with less interest. If you take that sticker price interest, sure. But on an amortized loan, it's a lot higher than you think. So when we're nickel and diming 3 to 7, how about 60 to 80? That's really what we're talking about here. And I want to bring down that footprint, bring down your overall interest rate to a much lower rate completely. I had a few appointments yesterday, but one of them, I took it down her number to 0.95% was her overall interest rate that she'd be paying. So even if you're at 2, 3, 4, or 5 or even higher, we could take it down considerably. And that's what I want to show you, how that can be done. You don't believe me? Let me show. 888-543-3980. I'm Mike Harris. I'm a mortgage banker with United Mortgage Corporation of America, president and CEO. Been doing that now in my 38th year. Been doing radio for 18 years. My goal is to help you establish and gain the home that you're looking to achieve and buy, whether it's a first-time buyer, move up, move sideways, move down, or whether you're looking at rental property, commercial property, or even construction. We're here to help. We're here to give you guidance and information. But with that guidance and information, I also want to show you to responsibly pay it off faster by paying less interest without changing your lifestyle. If that is of interest to you, I hope it is, give us a call, 888-543-3980. You don't need to purchase a property to also save interest. You have car payments, student loans, credit card debt. I want to show you how that can be eliminated much, much sooner. You drive in your car. You utilize, whether it's through your phone or your car, you have a perfect GPS that gets you to your destination. It tells you where the police are. It tells you where the road's out. It tells you where the traffic is. It tells you how long to get there. And then you always want to make sure, oh, I'd like to beat it. And you try beating that, right? You want to get there faster, but then don't go too fast. But you get that roadmap. You know if you're going down a 50-mile, two-lane highway, you know at mile 47 the bridge is out and you're not going to take that path because it guided you somewhere else. And you're going, well, that looks a lot longer. Well, it's faster because of that item that's there in your way. But you don't know what's there in your finances. I want to give you that roadmap. I want to give you that vision. I want to give you that perfect financial GPS and opportunity to save money, make money, take your debt, and turn it into wealth. Let's do that together, and let me show you how that works for you. There's no obligation. A webinar on Tuesday. I said email me directly, webinar@aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com. Love to know your name. Would have your email already. Throw me a phone number. I just want to enter that in so I can keep track when you show that event, and I can ask you what it is and how you felt about it. If you're not able to attend 6 p.m. on Tuesday, that's fine. Let me know you can't. And then what I will do is also I will give you a partial presentation and then also some other links. I will also give those who are attending those that information as well. My goal is to educate, provide information to make a difference in your real estate life, or even your rental life. Now, mind you, if you're renting, you are making a mortgage payment. It's just not your own. It's your landlord's. Your landlord loves you. Let's make that stop. Currently, on your finances, with interest volume, your lender loves you. You don't need that kind of love in your life either. I want to show you how it's possible to do that. You know, some people say marry the home, date the rate, divorce the debt. That's my idea. I'm looking to divorce the debt, but do it in a way that you're paying your principal. You're not eliminating the balances on the principal. I'm not telling you to walk away so you can have then an IRS item and pay taxes on a forgivable item, pay someone else something where he tells you don't make, or she tells you don't make the payments, because they're building up this little thing to negotiate a lower than a settled amount. That's not what's going on here. That is not what's going on here. I would tell you that under most situations, didn't say all, but most situations, your credit score goes up because we're increasing your ability based upon the balances to your limits. When you have a credit card at $5,000 limit, you owe $4,900. Your scores are affected because of your interest utilization. If you owe $2,500 on that at 50%, it's a lot better than the 90 or above that we spoke about. So my thought is as well, you want to look at getting from 100 to 90 to 70 to 50 to 30 to now even 18% of your limits. Those are the goals. So many of these variables and these items are done with a perfect financial GPS, a lot smarter than me, a lot smarter perhaps than you, and it doesn't talk back. It just tells you what you should be looking to do over the next 90 days. And when hiccup occurs, the other adjustments will happen. If you had a bonus or you had overtime, your paycheck went up 100, 200, maybe you had a great commission and it went up 5,000 one time or 10,000 one time because you got a bonus. It's going to recalculate, give you the items that you can do and afford to do, and it will lower your interest and your debt payoff. It's going to be looking to the future. If you want to buy in the future, you want to save for a vacation, it will show you milestones. It's going to give you every bit of information you can only imagine your spreadsheet would tell you. This is going to save you time, save you money, and make a big difference in your financial and your life. 888-543-3980. I want to help you and guide you to better decisions. You may have done very, very well. I was on that same path in my own mind, taking 26.4 down to 12.3. That's fantastic. But 7.9 sounded a little bit better to me. I would think it'd be better for you. 888-543-3980. We're also helping individuals with home equity lines of credit, allowing them to either consolidate or make a dent at that interest volume. If you don't have a need for it, that's when you go out and get a home equity line of credit, because when you need it, you can't get it. So I want to make sure we're there and getting that done. Now, just because you have it doesn't mean you have a payment. You make a payment based on your usage. And then I would show you the best way to use it to also then save money. 888-543-3980. We're doing some loans right now. We have some VA loans for our veterans. Thank you for your service. And we are able to do those with 0% down. We are looking at those interest rates and affordability, making sure we have the best setup and the best ability to make that payment and the qualification from the start. We're having them check on insurance coverages for the zip code in which his property or escrow is located. We want to make sure we have that information early. We have FHA loans, 3.5% down, not only for first-time homebuyers, but we have a program as well that we're putting a 3.5% or even a 5% forgivable second behind it, making it 100% or exceeding 100%, and the exceeding could go towards closing costs. And if you're on time for 3 years, it's a forgivable second. That sounds pretty good. Free money, on time, staying in the home for 3 years. That sounds great. Let's talk. 888-543-3980. We have other individuals that are putting a large amount down and then getting an equity line behind it to have access to the money back if needed. Not that they need it, but having it there, because you put a lot in and now you have that equity line behind it that you're able to use on a need-be basis. I did have an item that occurred in December. It was right before I came in for my Saturday program. And those of you who may have listened to that program, the first segment of that program was done on my cell phone in the passenger seat as I was running into the studio and switched to the mic. I was at a stoplight. My car was hit. Someone decided to make a three-lane left-hand turn from the far right lane. And what was said to the officer on the police report, I didn't see him. I was looking down at my cell phone. Oh, geez. I'm still trying to get that one figured out. And I've had some slight concussive states during that time after that. And of course, as I like to do many things at once, that gets complicated because too many things lead to pain. But that's getting a little bit better as I talk to you today. But you just have to learn to not multitask as much. And women out there listening, you know multitasking. I kind of multitask more like that. Most men will say, no, it's not effective. Well, I've been doing it a long time. But again, as I did that show, as I was right out of that accident, it was just a different state. But again, we're trying to make sense of various items. I had an equity line. I had a home equity line of credit. I was able to write a check to handle the items I needed to do. I didn't plan it, but it was there. It took care of the items I had to do to move forward to then gain the end result. I want your options and choices to be the right ones when you need them. It's the same way you buy insurance. You have insurance, but you hope never to use it. But you have it in case, because it will be a life-altering item. I want to make sure you understand how lending can work for you and how the payment and this type of term can make a difference. These are items that no one really talks about or shows you. If you had a lender that did your loan and you don't understand interest rate versus interest volume, let's get your understanding there and I can send you something. But then let's talk to your lender, your mortgage loan originator. Let's talk to them, and I'd like them to be educated enough that they're going to be able to talk to their clients, maybe providing them a service, helping him or her gain more business because they have an additional insight. I'm not interested in taking their clients. I'm interested in helping them achieve and have sustainability in this current marketplace. It's gaining more information to help educate others so they can save. You think the banks and credit unions are against this idea of interest volume and elimination? No, because you're paying it off and then they could relend again. Not everyone is as educated as you'll be. They're doing this over and over. They're looking to relend and relend and make that money and make that money. If you're the one or two or three that's not, you borrowed, you paid some good interest in the meantime. Yes, you paid it off in 5, 7, maybe 10 years instead of 30. But they gained a lot of that interest up front, maybe just not the 70 or 80% that they outset, but they're making their nice 30%. They're happy campers. And now they have the money to lend to somebody else who doesn't understand this yet. Okay. They and lenders and me as a mortgage banker, I don't want you paying off the loan in 6 months. That's really what I truly care about, because then there's clauses there from my end as a lender and owner of my company. But we're not getting debt-free in 6 months, okay? We're looking to make a dent and have you debt-free in single digit, handling your items in as little as a third or half the time without changing your lifestyle, eliminating your interest footprint. Let me share that with you. 888-543-3980. We're seeing a lot of things going on. We're in the election cycle. We got a Fed who's very hesitant. They're talking about higher for longer. They're staving off perhaps a recession. I'm looking overseas over the pond to Germany, Great Britain, and the IMF. They're talking about how they have their consumers don't spend as much. They're looking at possibly lowering some of their rates. Now, you know, you had Lagarde come out and say from overseas in the pond, well, you know, we don't spend as much as our consumers don't. In America, you guys are spenders. You guys spend. And that's really what we're looking at. We're still spending. We have inflation. And that's what's causing it not to, rates to go down further, because we're still spending. A lot of times it's spending with anticipation. Oh, rates are going to go down. We'll just spend now. Okay. You're spending on plastic. And that plastic is what's hurting. And I want to try to get that footprint better. 888-543-3980. The Fed has said no urgency to cut rates. We're hearing that from all the Fed officials. We're hearing that notion. We've seen the bond and the treasuries go higher. That means interest rates are higher on the mortgage side. The mortgage side likes to anticipate 6 months down. The short-term rates right now are higher than some of the long-term rates. Sixes may still be there, and some now sevens are there, depending on the points, which are a percentage of your loan amount that you are paying to close. Now, points are really prepaying interest. You're buying down your rate. That's a whole product of another decision. How long are you in the home? What is it you're looking to do? If we see rates going down in a year, does it make sense to refinance? What are the costs of that refinance? Is it better that you have a better spending plan to actually bypass 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months of interest? And all of a sudden, your payoff is much, much sooner, and you're saving more money that way. These are the questions that should be asked to gain answers by a qualified individual. I mentioned your loan officer, your mortgage loan originator. Let's talk with your realtor. How about if you're an investor and you're able to buy more doors and create more income, and your realtor was the one helping you do so? If you have a realtor that you think could be beneficial for me to talk with, I'd love to hear from it. Email me still at webinar@aheadformoney.com. I also want to talk to insurance professionals, any professionals you feel that can help eliminate interest volume. I'm Mike Harris. I'm president and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation America. We'll talk next week. What kind of loan do you have?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-5433-980.
You know, I love this time of year. We got the hockey playoffs getting started. We got basketball playoffs underway. We got baseball shaping up. We're starting to see who there are the pretenders. We got a lot of talk going on. We got the NFL draft coming up. We got a lot of conversation about sports. I love that. We just had the Masters. I talk about gaining that hole, that 4 1/4 inch hole, 4 inches deep, and getting in the target. I want to save you interest. I hope you're interested in that as well. I want to talk mortgages. I want to talk rates, and I want to save you money. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more next week. Have a good weekend.